Darkey Day is an annual traditional folk event in the small town of Padstow, England, in the heart of Cornwall. Minstrels don blackface and dance and play music in the streets. It's a tradition that's lasted centuries until now. Some residents call it racist and want it ended. BBC Radio Cornwall correspondent Matt Pengilly reports.
Padstow is a traditional Cornish fishing port with narrow lanes running down to a granite harbour. In the summer, the streets are full of tourists. In winter, the seagulls and the locals have the place to themselves. On Boxing Day and New Year's Day, a band of revellers tour the town's pubs, led by an accordion band playing spiritual music and dressed in colourful costumes. Nothing much controversial there, you might think, but they do it in blackface. The festivity is known as Darkey Day. This year's events passed without trouble at the time, but now it's been confirmed that the police videotaped the event and sent that footage to the Crown Prosecution Service for them to consider what, if any, offences have been committed. One local councillor, Sarah Townrow, is furious.
I think it's absolutely ludicrous. Something that's been going on for so many years, and all of a sudden, you know, it's up in the press like this. Nobody means any malice by it. It's just a fun day. I don't think it's racist. I don't know where the history of the event comes from. I mean, it's so far back, nobody can tell you absolutely. But I think it's absolutely fine, and it's a storm in a teacup, actually.
Cornwall is an isolated rural county with a very small black community. Probably the newest member is Mike Muirhead, who moved to Padstow a few weeks ago. He says something has to change.
Darkey, as far as I'm concerned, is a derogatory and demeaning term. It's right up there with nigger or coon or wog. African Day would be a viable alternative, or even Slave Day. There are plenty of alternatives that can be considered.
Oh, wife, just come out before you to sing you a darkey song. I play it on the old banjo and call it Lucy Long.
Long-time resident Margaret Brenton. She and neighbour Les Kenderdine remember how they celebrated as children.
You add a cork and you grease your face with a bit of lard and you put the cork up the chimney and get the soot and black your face over and perhaps put a turban on or not even that. And go out and you were darkies.
Well, we usually, some of us meet in different houses and we're down there and have a drink and black our faces up and off to the nearest watering hole and start off with the band. Mainly consisting of accordions, melodeons and a couple of drums and tambourines and bones playing.
No one's sure about the origins of Darkey Day, but legend has it that more than 200 years ago, a slave ship visited the port and the slaves astounded locals with their singing and dancing on the wharf. Local Jim Bassett says another ancient tradition may also explain why residents have donned blackface.
One of the reasons for the disguise was the fact that after Christmas there was a period of misrule when a Lord of Misrule would often be elected by the people of the town and they would dress up and take a play or a song round the town. And of course they could then sing derogatory verses or derogatory rhymes about the various upper people of the town and have a little dig at them, and they thought that because they were in disguise, of course, there were no repercussions and they wouldn't lose their job or anything like this.
The police in Cornwall declined to be interviewed on this issue. The Crown Prosecution Service is expected to make a decision on whether any charges can be brought later this month. But locals say they are determined to keep celebrating Darkey Day in their traditional way. For NPR News, this is Matt Pengilly in Cornwall.